Everything's running smoothly.
Well, good morning, Peter. Happy Monday, Peter. Peter, my letter today. My letter is going to be Peter S. Swain. The S stands for just a little soggy. It's just a little soggy on a Monday.
It is soggy.
On this Monday morning of your Kansas City morning show. Hello, Peter.
Good morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan.
Tell me about it.
Monday, March 9th, and as you alluded to, it is wet out there. It's wet. The good thing, and we have good news and bad news here. The good news is that I think we're out of the bitter cold you have in Kansas City, and I think you could look back and say it was officially a mild winter. We sprung ahead.
Oh, you sure did.
On Sunday.
How you feeling? You feeling all right?
Yeah.
You look like you haven't lost a second.
I feel fresh.
So fresh and so clean.
That's right. Or swing, if you want to go down that route. Used to be my old Twitter handle. Before I became a Chiefs journalist, it really was twitter.com/sofreshsosweet. Anyway, let's get to your weather. Shoot, burying the lead here. High 59, low of 33. It looks like it's going to rain all day. So bring your umbrellas, bring your raincoats. Tuesday, a little bit better, partly cloudy, high 56, low 41. But as I've been saying, yeah, it's not going to be sunny, but the temperatures are right. I mean, you get to the middle of the week, you're back in the high 60s for your high. And then we're looking at the weekend. It's a big week in Kansas City, Big 12 week, which we'll get into in just a little bit.
Are you willing to put your...
But happy spring!
Well, I was going to say, are you willing to put your reputation on the line as a journalist, as a meteorologist, as a real feeler?
What?
To say that... Winter is over? Are you really trying to say that we might be good to go for a while? I mean, that's a bold statement, especially
on
the record.
I'm no groundhog, but I saw my shadow yesterday. That's all I'll say.
Look at you. It's called a hangover, bud. It's called a hangover. You were hallucinating.
Watching a little XFL yesterday.
I'll be honest. I missed last week. I think I missed the last 2 weeks.
Your D.C. Defenders beat St. Louis yesterday.
I'm not surprised. This is what we do. My D.C. Defenders have one job, and that's, well, I guess two jobs. That's kicking ass and taking names.
Right.
And as a diehard defender through and through, I'd expect no less from my boys in the red and white.
So that is American football. You had some European football over the weekend. You were the announcer at Sporting. How'd that go for you?
Well, it's, we do it here in the States, so it's not always, just because it's football doesn't mean it's European football.
Football in America is with that oblong pigskin.
Well, MLS soccer kicked off in Kansas City, home opener, Children's Mercy Park. I had no idea you were going to be there.
I wasn't.
So, okay, I couldn't tell if you were there, if you were just reacting to pictures, because we were in a group chat.
Yeah.
And I couldn't tell if you were there or what, because we were all responding
to pictures
of me. Good friend
of the show, Patrick, was texting photos to our group, and I was just commenting on the photos.
That's what it was. Okay, you were just giving play-by-play. I couldn't tell if you were there or not.
Did you feel the energy? It looked like it was lit.
It was. Oh.
What?
It was lit. I just didn't.
Yeah,
I like when you just come in with a lit on a Monday morning.
I'm just telling you what it looked like.
Pete says, it's lit.
I actually went.
You've been hanging around the youths.
I went to no other pub to watch the game because I said I don't have tickets to this. I'm gonna go at least take it in somewhere. It wasn't as crazy as
I could have got you a ticket.
Whatever. Next game.
Yeah.
It wasn't as crazy as I thought it would be at no other pub, but it was fun. And
because it was gorgeous, people were at the actual stadium. We had like 21,000 people out there.
Dare I say that I enjoyed it. I like soccer. So now I'm a soccer guy.
You have become quite the soccer fan during this podcast.
Soccer Pete.
Pele Pete.
That's me. Pele Pete. Really impressed with the game. We'll talk about more of that in a little bit.
I love that you're impressed with the game. Doesn't matter what anybody else says. I just love that you're impressed.
That's all Pete they're working toward. Yeah. You know that. They say if we can go out to Children's Mercy Pete can be impressed, we've accomplished what we set out to do. I also had my spring cleaning on Sunday. And let me tell you, I needed it because the room that I have in my house was gross. And so we aired it out a little bit. Plenty of wind from the outside to help.
I like your spot. You have a nice little place.
I'm leaving.
No!
Final 2 months.
No! Yeah. Wait, really?
That's it.
Because you had told me you were thinking about it, but I didn't know it was, we got the confirmation. So, man, let me get that room.
I've been, well, it's not just the room. You need to find two other roommates to come in that house.
Everybody's gone?
We're giving up that place. Yeah.
Oh, no. How much is it total? Can I get the whole?
Let's talk off air about the pricing.
I'll take the lot.
I've been in the Plaza for about 4 or 5 years, and I feel like if you, especially in Kansas City, I find this too, if you can switch districts, it almost refreshes the city for you a little bit. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. I think I might go downtown or maybe the River Market or maybe even like the Martini Corner area.
Martini Corner is nice. That's a good spot to get right now. I'm also trying to find a place to live. So if you see your price range is exponentially higher than mine.
I'm leaving.
I'm more looking towards the cardboard box level of pricing.
Well, you could take my place if you can find two roommates.
I couldn't find two friends right now to save my life. So no. The way my luck is
I'm
going
your friend, feet, but I'm not living with you.
And by the way, game recognized game. I understand that and I accept that.
I mean,
I wouldn't put that on you.
You're still in, for what it's worth. I mean, I'm not that much older than you, but your age right now is still in the roommate age. You're still in your 20s.
No, I'm done.
You're still
in
the roommate age.
Can I just be totally honest with you? I know it's early. I know it's early morning, but I just can't do the roommates. I can't do the. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Oh, come on. This early in the week?
I can't do
That's a weekend.
I can't
activity.
Do it. I can't do it. I can't stand it.
All right. Well, then you got to be creative if you want to.
The volume on my TV can only go so high. I can only put on so much WrestleMania to try to block out. No. I just no. Give me a duplex with me and my dog. Because you've got a duplex, you got to think the walls are kind of thick.
Right.
You know? Maybe some carpeting to kind of
absorb
some of
that sound.
I'm in
a duplex right now.
Sound.
They're not as thick as you think, especially in those older houses.
Well, I guess I'm staying with mom then. There it is. Staying with mom.
You already do have a roommate. It's your mother.
I have a landlord, all right?
Yeah, so I love the Plaza. It's just time for me to change locations a little bit.
Now, is this one going to be, this next spot, is it going to be you solo dolo? Are you going to take the roommates you got now? What's the plan?
This will be by myself.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Oh wow!
This is the last time I'm moving in Kansas City. So this is it. After this next place, uh-huh. It'll either be a house in KC if that ends up being my long term plan, or I'll be heading out after.
You want me to make you feel uncomfortable?
What? No. So no. Let's.
As you're talking about housing,
curb I'm like, that.
So you haven't discussed
let's curb
this
that talk. No,
haven't had I that conversation with
here.
The...
You know what? When the time is right, it'll just take care of itself, Hartzell, as you know.
You know, I said that same thing, and it took care of itself. It took care of me,
yes,
didn't
it? Yes, it did. One way or another, it'll take care of itself.
All right. Well, I guess I got nothing else. I was going to talk about my announcing thing, but I think, you know what, on that note.
You did a great job the other night. I actually heard a lot of people who went to the game, and yeah, there were 4 goals, and again, we'll talk about that, but they left feeling like you were the star of the show.
Oh, is that what they said?
You calling the Frisbee Dogs might have been the highlight of the night.
Wow, the word got around about the Frisbee Dogs. I didn't even put that in the sheet.
How about the Frisbee Dogs, though?
That honestly was
Thank God they show those on TV.
They show that on TV?
Yeah,
a little bit. They had a little clip of it? I haven't watched the game back yet, so I haven't seen anything.
Not like an in-depth coverage halftime Frisbee Dogs, but they showed slow motion highlights coming out of halftime.
It was probably, I'm not going to lie, we had, like, number one, the game was dope. It was 4-0, which is better than even my prediction on Friday's show. But I think it was a really good, I look at the games as a game, one, but also as a show. Like, whenever we do pregame stuff, it's always, hey, have a good show, you know, because we're doing something, you know.
Right.
You got to wear different hats, I guess. And I thought it was a really good show. We had the Cauldron chanting halftime dogs. First time for that. That was pretty dope.
Nice.
Now, whenever we score a goal, we have pyro instead of just the confetti. So that's also nice.
Do you think that maybe the way to go is when you score goals, you just unleash the Frisbee Dogs from now on moving forward?
I mean, honestly, at this point, I mean, the bar has been set. Yeah.
Given
Why
how
not?
Much the crowd loved that.
Honestly, they might pull focus. They might pull the focus away from the game, like from the players. The players may not like
it. Maybe
that.
Rename the team Barking KC.
Oh, that's what you were trying
what
to
do. What do you mean? I was making a suggestion.
I walked right into that, didn't I?
No.
Oh, boy.
boy.
Hey, there, we haven't had a dog back on the show in forever. Where's that cat at? Is that cat over somewhere?
I don't know. I haven't heard it in a long time. Right. We'll see. We'll see before the end of the show. That's funny.
All right, Pete. Mm. Well, I will get you tickets to the next one because I want you to hear.
When is the next game coming up?
Ooh, I should know that.
I'll look it up. Don't you worry.
Yeah, can you please do that for me? Man, sure. I should know that because I'm changing up the way I'm doing some of the
right
KC stuff I'm saying. Because we'll throw this in before we do the news. But it's Kansas City is such an iconic phrase in sports.
Right.
And because you don't want to be the guy that you don't want to be a copycat. Nobody wants to do that. So I do the emceeing at Children's Mercy Park. So I do all the goal calls. I do the announcements. I do the lineups. And so you got everybody thinks of Mitch Holthus. You think Kansas City. And right. So and even before him, you had Kevin Harlan, who had his own way of spinning Kansas City. So you don't want to be a poser. So what I used to do, this is my sixth or seventh season. And so what I used to do was I bring them out and I'd say, I'm going to yell, so let me back up a little bit. I'd say, Sporting Kansas City. And so I do something more like that. So I'm like, please welcome to the field.
Right.
And so I'm trying to change it up this offseason. I'm like, I want to do something maybe a little bit, I'm not going to say iconic, but just something that I can have a little bit of a calling card.
Yeah.
Because when we do Tim Melia's name, he's our goalkeeper, I go Tim Melia. I go high with it. Now my voice is shot because we've been yelling this
that.
Weekend.
Yeah.
But I'm doing a new one for Kansas City this year where I say, please help me welcome to the field, Sporting Kansas City. How is that? Because if it's a bit extra, I can tone it back because it's just week one. I did it that way.
I think you go all out.
Well, I did it that way because I've been doing like UFC calls and I've been doing some of that ring announcing. So I was trying to bring in both a little bit of both worlds, a little WWE.
Yeah.
So we're gonna workshop that the first couple games and we'll see how it works. People seem to have dug it.
Keep it in
the dogs made it.
Hey,
the dogs made it a lot.
Keep it in the gray area.
Oh,
that should be your screen name next time. AL Instant Messenger comes out. By the way, there's two sporting games the next two Saturdays, and then they meet back at Children's Mercy Park, Real Salt Lake.
Real.
On March 28th.
Real.
Listen, people can pretend to have accents all they want. Uh-huh. I'm going to be me. That's all I'll say.
Oh, man. Pele Pete laying down the law. I love it. All right, we got you caught up on some things. I think now we should discuss some stuff.
And
you know that stuff is the stuff.
It's news
stuff.
Time.
It's of the news variety. So you know what we're gonna do right now? We're gonna do
news time.
We're gonna do what?
Big news.
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
Oh yeah. It's Monday.
Monday.
You know, I'm looking at 6 apartments over the next 2 days.
6 apartments? Night is bragging. You can afford the application fee on all 6?
No, I'm just going to look at them. I'm going to put in applications for all. Okay. Are you crazy? No.
Can you tell I'm not familiar with the process?
Trust the process, Arsene.
Yeah, if you find some spots, seriously, I need you to collect some flyers for me because this is busy season for me. When you were busy, when you're going through Chief stuff, when you're,
Right.
Doing your thing. I had your back.
You're right.
I need you to have mine. Last week, when you did a simply tragic job of trying to freestyle this news intro.
This
last Friday was great.
Two times ago, you're thinking.
The last Friday was great. No, 2 times ago, though, not so awesome.
Right.
So I covered you then. I need you to cover me now.
Okay.
So find me some stuff.
Also, Corona at our doorstep.
Oh.
Wait. Oh, you don't mean for the news? Oh.
No, I meant for housing.
Oh, okay.
Housing option.
Confusing.
Also, maybe you can...
Stuck in the gray. I'm stuck in that gray area.
That Mr. Gray will see you now. Mr. Parenthetical Hartzell Gray will see you now. Big movie guy over there.
The gray area at gmail.com. Your new email. I'm going to sign you up later today.
You know, I do a lot of thirst traps now, so I could do that gray area porn star name.
Ooh. Ooh, yeah. You do a lot of thirst traps, but it's the same photo every day.
No, It's not the same photo.
Your abs might be like a little bit more toned each day. That's
a progression pick. So
you're
it's
right.
Not the same.
Hashtag progression pick.
Hashtag progression pick. That's our title for the day. Let's do the news. Let's do the
Maybe
news.
You should tell a different joke every day.
What do you mean?
Like, instead of the similar pick every day, you like say something like, you know, a bar or a priest and a rabbi walk into a bar and,
okay,
you know, you nail the joke on the next thing.
Is that how this is going to work?
I can
throw in a what's the deal. What's the deal?
I think it'd just be funny if after each thirst trap picture you go, oh, but here's the joke of the day. And
oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, so there's this one.
And then nail the punchline the next.
Well, there's this one girl who I follow, and she's clever. She's very, very clever how she does this. She's a rather attractive gal, and she's been blessed with certain abilities and skills and traits.
Right.
And so she will show off those things. And like one of those, she has like a multiple picture thing on Instagram. So she'll have a picture of her wearing little to nothing. And then you swipe, it's like an animal fact of like saving the wildlife or
exactly.
something like
so
that.
So she's got a game plan.
She knows what she's doing. And it's working. I donated to the WWF. I love the World Wildlife Foundation. So I will say that it is efficient. It worked.
Right. I just think, you know, being creative with it. We'll get it.
We'll find a way.
We got a lot of conversations off air today.
You are the social media manager on this KC Morning Show,
sure.
So I need you to go ahead and take care
just
of that. Do it for me.
Tell me what the goal is, and we'll accomplish that together.
Hey, the goal, this right here.
Okay, but thank God we don't have cameras working today.
Do you have any cameras today?
No.
Okay. All righty, Pete. Well, bar the door, my friend, because Corona is here. Corona at our doorstep.
The first case of COVID-19, also known as coronavirus, has been confirmed in Johnson County, Kansas, and in St. Louis County on the Missouri side. While these are the first cases for Missouri and Kansas, your risk of contracting COVID-19 is still extremely low. We know the patient is a woman from Johnson County, and we know that she's under 50 years old and that she's already in isolation. On the Missouri side, we know the patient is a woman in her 20s who recently traveled to Italy. Officials are reminding the public that the risk is still very low, but you should still wash your hands to protect yourself.
We're doomed!
I should have pulled the clip of me telling you that this was going to be a mass freakout 2 weeks ago, and you yelling at me, go, what are you talking about, Pete?
I know. I thought, Pete, you and the rest of your media elitists over here trying to
scare
everybody.
That no, this
right.
is going to happen.
Yeah, you're right. We're getting it on both ends. We got Johnson County. Was it St. Louis side? Kansas.
I mean, it's not a good thing, but
it ain't great. Kansas Department of Health and Environment confirmed a Johnson County woman tested presumptive positive. So I'm just going ahead and just assume that's a positive. Anything, if positive is in the title, that counts.
Right.
The respiratory disease, now known as COVID-19, the first known case in the state of Kansas, Governor Lori Kelly announced on Saturday. Mike Parson, governor of Missouri, first confirmed coronavirus case in St. Louis County. That's a 20-year-old St. Louis County woman tested positive for COVID-19 also on Saturday. It says she was studying abroad in Italy, flew to Chicago O'Hare International, and took an Amtrak to St. Louis. Man, that's a lot of stops. That's a lot of places where that could get real messy.
So this is just a regular flu. That's what I think is being lost here.
It's not the flu.
The people that are at risk are older people.
Yeah.
Right. So stay in if you're an older person.
Yeah.
Or if your like immune system is not as great for whatever reason.
I'm pissed.
Why?
They canceled South By, man.
I know.
My life, listen, I don't have a difficult routine. I will be the first to say that I'm very self-aware. But, you know, there are certain trips where I'm like, no, this is a vacation trip.
Right.
South By Southwest was a vacation trip. And I needed a vacation. We just talked about this. I needed this.
Right.
Technology, music. Austin, I don't know what Austin's going to do. Austin, Texas is effed. I mean, there's going to be like $500 million that's going to be put in that city. So they're messed up. But all because we just can't wash our hands. We just can't speak a little common sense into the world.
You're right about that in Austin.
Where's the corona common sense?
You wonder how long this lasts because, and again, the small businesses don't exist everywhere. But you got to imagine that there's some small businesses in Austin that are going to have to close now because they missed out on
absolutely
getting in the green for this year.
Those Uber drivers are going to make bank these last couple of weeks.
So how it starts impacting the economy.
I'm furious. Oh, the oil prices are just in the tanks today.
The oil's in the tanks. Nice. That's what you're doing.
You like that? You like that?
That was not on purpose. Don't act like you knew you were doing it.
I walked into that one. I lucked into that one.
They live in the tanks every day.
Well, anyway, I wish us all the best, but now it's starting to affect me personally, and now I'm starting to get upset.
I'm sorry, man.
So now it was
fun. The great thing is you're not going to miss any shows. We're gaining momentum. Know. People are loving the KC Morning Show.
Yeah, I know.
I get hit up every day. We got to talk about this. Another conversation off air. There are people that really want to come on with us, so we're going to figure that out soon. We told you mid-March. We're almost approaching that.
People really still want to come kick it, huh?
Having guests.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're going to get, it's good.
I can't believe this.
More to come.
All right, well, you know what? If it means we get people on the show, then I will take one for the team.
We'll bring the hand sanitizer. You bring the takes.
I still might take that week off.
I don't know.
I still might. I don't know.
Get back. Someone else will be in your chair.
Oh, I might get Wally pipped, huh? Oh, no. Oh, no.
Put Steve Serta in there.
We're not that desperate.
Okay.
We can't be that desperate. Right. Hey. Saw Mary Q.
Personal friend. Friend of the show.
I would dare say a friend of the show. In fact, he did say that he is a fan of the show. I can't imagine he's listened to
one. He has not listened to one second of this show. I love him.
Nanosecond. And I, you know what? And this is
good for him.
This is why it's nice to say you're friends with a politician, because you can start picking up on some of the BS.
Right.
And I'm like, Quentin, come on, man. I appreciate you. But
if you hear this today, Mary Q, let's prove it. Mm-hmm. Send Hartzell a text.
That's right. That's right. And I know he checks his phone because he puts his number on Twitter. So you know what? I know he's got a phone that works. Anyway, so I saw Mary Q at the Sporting KC game on Saturday, but the night before, Mary Q trying to ease a little bit of anxiety, and he was kicking it on Friday in Westport.
Along Pennsylvania Avenue, Mayor Quentin Lucas visits some of his favorite places.
I want to make sure from the time somebody parks their car in a garage down the street that way or one of these streets, they're going to be safe.
Of course, we heard the news about last weekend, and we're disappointed about that, but it is a great part of Kansas City.
Besides visiting, the mayor proposes three solutions to prevent crime: more street lighting, staggered bar closings, and the city's Regulated Industries Division will investigate each bar after a shooting happens at their establishment.
I don't want to single out Westport. We have issues at bars and in districts, fortunately or unfortunately, throughout the city. What I want to see is us making sure that our community is safe.
Well, there you go. Mary Q, hopping around Westport. I wish I would have known that. I would have tagged along.
Right.
Palling around with the mayor.
You should shadow the mayor, because right now, aren't you going to run in about, 8 years?
8 years, man. I feel like my time is now. You can't see me, but my time is now.
Well, you're not going to run against your boy Mayor Q, are you?
I'm about to John Cena. No, you know what? We would never, because you know, if we've watched, because in this next story, you know what? Good tease for our next story, because you know what? No, I would never run against Mayor Q, because we've seen what happened when you divide.
That's right.
And when you divide the progressive vote, you end up getting Sleepy Joe.
That's right.
So I would never.
Sleepy Joe.
I would never do that to Kansas City or to Mayor Q, but He is, how does he find a way to be everywhere? This man has, I don't know what his flyer miles are.
Right.
But my goodness.
A lot of events.
His schedule is always packed. And, you know, I like it when you've got, you know, the people who are in charge out and about with us common folk.
Right.
You know, come and grace us with your presence, Mr.
Sure.
Mayor. And that's nice. And so hopefully we get this thing, we get this figured out. And like you said, or like you heard in the audio, suggestions, and the mayor, Mayor Quentin Lucas, wants to get some results soon, like the next couple of weeks. Because we got spring coming up, you know? We got the...
Yesterday.
Is it officially here?
No.
Is it officially here, Chief Meteorologist of the KC Morning
Show? We sprung ahead yesterday, so we're getting close.
Yeah, you're springing ahead with these weather predictions. You better tone it back before I get Lezak on you.
No, don't bring Lezak.
You better dial
spring
it down.
Spring officially begins March 19th.
Actually, that is sooner than I thought. Actually.
10 days,
man. Yeah, we might be in the clear then.
That's right.
Okay, alrighty. So we teased it a little bit. Tomorrow we had Super Tuesday, and because you know we have to work in superlatives, you would think that this is like a wrestling show. Now we got Big Tuesday.
I like that.
From Super Tuesday to Big Tuesday.
The next round of primaries on deck. Senator Bernie Sanders is out to stop Joe Biden's momentum.
And all I can tell you, whether it was Iraq, whether it was DOMA, whether it's don't ask, don't tell, those were difficult votes. I was there on the right side of history, and my friend Joe Biden was not.
But Biden, fresh off of that Super Tuesday surge, says his campaign raised $22 million this week alone and is racking up endorsements with 8 of his former rivals, including Senator Amy Klobuchar, now supporting him.
While it was hard to end my campaign, I could not think of a better way to end it than joining Joe Biden.
So we've got Michigan, we've got Missouri, that's us, Pete, tomorrow, amongst a few others. It's the second biggest to Super Tuesday, and Missouri is going to be a nail biter.
Yep.
So this one, if you've been kind of following along, we've been making some national storylines, which is really nice, and even more, I guess, specifically, Kansas City could be the one to decide this whole state.
How about that?
That's exciting. I'm you know, because there's, especially when it gets to the general, Missouri, especially now, we're fool's gold. There used to be a time where we used to be like the bellwether state where you could kind of see where, as Missouri goes, so too goes the nation. That's not really a thing anymore. But now we get a chance to be, you know, Tover pretty again, get a chance to, you know, flex a little bit. Emerson College poll has former Vice President Joe Biden with 48%, while Senator Bernie Sanders with 44% of Missouri. That's a 4.7% margin of error. But that poll was taken before. That poll was taken before Senator Elizabeth Warren dropped out of the race.
So is she going to support someone today?
What is right? What is happening? I don't. And she was on SNL this weekend. She had plenty of time to do a bit with Kate McKenna, which was very funny. But like, yo, we had it. I thought we had a thing we were supposed to be doing, Liz. Like, I get it. You're going to be in a lot of t-shirts, and the movie's going to be awesome.
Maybe she doesn't.
It's going to be a hell of a movie.
Maybe she doesn't want to support anybody.
And she doesn't have to do anything she doesn't want to. We are not owed anything from her or her campaign. But.
I will say this.
But.
Again, I've only really started paying close attention to this type of stuff this year with this show, which is great.
You're welcome.
Bernie Sanders needs that endorsement. Yeah, he needs badly.
So Michigan, tomorrow, I would say Bernie's shot at this thing lies with Michigan.
Right.
Missouri would be a hell of a icing on the cake kind of deal. He lost Missouri last time. If he gets Michigan, the campaign's still going. If he can get Missouri, man, that's a whole different narrative. Like I said, that poll was conducted in Missouri before Liz Warren was out of the race, and it appears that the Kansas City area is the battleground in Missouri, as on the KC side, Biden leads 49% to 46, and again, that margin of error means that it is up for grabs, as the vice president was in town on Saturday. You didn't go, but did you see any clips or anything? I would have loved to have made it. I had sporting, but I...
Yeah, I actually did see something like
that. I
would
have liked to have made it.
Basically, Biden said on stage that the city is used to comebacks like he has had with the Chiefs.
I mean, he's a pro with this. He's a pro with this. What did I tell you, man? When in doubt, pander, pander, pander. Life is wrestling. You need a cheap pop.
Right.
It's like, oh, hey, my name is Barack Obama, and I am here in, Kansas City. Crowd goes wild. Hey! I live there.
I just felt stick to politics, Joe. How about that? No, I'm just kidding. There's a joke out there for those who don't know that sports guys are not allowed to talk about politics, and they say,
they tell music people the same thing. They tell us to shut up and play the Killers, right, man. So I understand. So go vote. Be a patriot. Missourians, go vote.
Mm-hmm.
Go vote. Yes, you can. Yes,
there you go.
And yes, you will. Now, I'm going to be totally honest with you. That's about where the news begins and ends. On morning shows, you know, they're not always going to be home runs.
Right.
Okay, some news days are slow.
Take the single.
Sometimes you got to take a bloop single. Mm-hmm. Maybe take one off the chin. Then you got runners on first and second.
Yeah.
And then, you know, all of a sudden, you got a double. And
bada
you score.
Bada bing.
And it's not flashy.
2-0 in the second.
But you learn something. It happened, and you're going to move on. So it's a bit of a slow news day. Not a whole lot going on, but I was able to find this, Pete. Not only is it a Corona story, because that's hot, but it's got a little, dare I say, toilet humor. You like that?
No.
In a land with no TP, this family, also from Australia, would be king.
Pallets of boxes of toilet paper. That's right.
The Janetskis meant to buy 48 rolls of toilet paper on the internet. Instead, they accidentally bought 48 boxes. They did the math and they believe they're now sitting on a 12-year supply of the stuff.
We think that we are royalty now. Check out our throne for our toilet paper queen.
Lucky for their neighbors, the toilet overlords promised to be generous. They won't sit on their hoard, but plan to sell some off as a fundraiser.
Boo! That guy, you know he loved writing that story. You know he loved writing that copy. So yeah, this is a riveting story out of out of Australia. Because of the shortage due to the corona virus, people are freaking out. Yeah, they ordered a 12-year supply of toilet paper. How's that for a story? Hold on. I got a quote, too. Hold on. I got a quote because this is a news story. I'm relieved. Get it? I'm relieved my friends and family don't have to worry about it as far as having to buy toilet paper.
The story's from Reuters, right?
Yeah. So right, don't yell at me. Don't kill a messenger. This is a Reuters story. They thought this was important. Not me.
Quick tidbit. Last night, someone was asking a Chiefs question on Twitter and accidentally tagged another Pete Sweeney, who happens to have a check mark. I don't on Twitter, so that was probably the confusion.
Classic confusion.
And he was asking about a dynasty and the bye week, and this is a reporter who reports on China in Asia. So Pete Sweeney Pro goes, dynasty? Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Last season was a never-to-be-repeated fluke. The Chiefs will surely lapse back into their usual mediocre resting state next season, and all this worrying about bye weeks will be irrelevant. That said, I think you meant to copy PG Sweeney. So that was awesome. So I said, fire take Pete Sweeney. If you ever make it to KC, beers and barbecue on me. And he said, I love some KC barbecue. So had some contact with another Pete Sweeney.
It's something with the Pete's and these hot takes, man.
And
you guys are aggressive.
Someone on Twitter said, are we sure that Pete Sweeney isn't just future Pete Sweeney because he's just a guy that looks like me and is bald?
Oh, my God.
Has the glasses, has everything.
Future Pete Sweeney, Back to the Future, this whole thing.
So funny.
Oh, wow. That actually does kind of look like you, Pete.
So I have a future.
And he's got glasses too, right?
Reuters in Asia. Hong Kong, Shanghai, Tokyo, and D.C. That's
not. No, you don't have a future. That is your future. That is actually your future.
I wish he would tell me who's going to win the next 10 Super Bowls so I can at least make a little money off this.
You know he's got an almanac on him. You know he does. He's got that sports almanac.
So pretty funny.
I've got one more dumb one because, again, not all the news is great, but it's a morning show. You want to get morning show entertained. Are you not entertained?
This is an entertaining show, right?
For the most part.
A California woman thought she had a green thumb caring for and watering this, quote, beautiful succulent for 2 years before realizing the plant is fake. Kaylee Wilkes says she nurtured the plant. She left it in her kitchen window to get sunlight. She recently decided to take it out of its original plastic container, put it in a new vase, and that's when she realized that the whole thing is plastic. It's just sitting on styrofoam with sand glued to the top of it. The folks at Home Depot found out about her struggles. They sent her several of these real succulents. I see a couple other types of plants there too.
Right, isn't that crazy? What a crazy story, right?
I've noticed that there must just be so much bad news that these anchors have to report on. Yeah. Because when I go in, you know, we said during the season, I go in on Mondays to 41. Mm-hmm. They love talking about the Chiefs and love when I come in because they don't have to talk about, like, the latest murder and the tax cuts and so on and so forth. And you could hear it in their voice in these last two stories. This guy loved talking about toilet paper. Uh-huh. And this nice lady loved talking about this fake plant.
Literally anything other than what
just
they're talking about.
Forget it.
Well, there's more to this story. No, there's not. I don't know why. There's not. Her name's Kaylee Wilkes. She was trying to water a plant that was fake.
Looks like
it went viral. This you probably saw the clip online. It was
24-year-old stay-at-home mom. Maybe she's available.
I know she's got some free time.
She's watering that plastic plant.
You know, come back. You know, I'm not a milkman.
That's right.
But I can play one on TV.
Okay.
I can.
There you go.
Tell you
what. Little role play.
I tell you what. Because I saw that when I saw she was 24, I'm thinking, okay, I'm 28. It's my generation. Of course, she didn't realize this is a fake plant. Like 100%. Like she saw the glued on fake sand. Like, baby girl, come on. A simple observation. A stay-at-home mom. You are a mother.
Right.
You have a life in your hand, and you didn't realize that was a fake plant?
What's the baby?
Where was that follow-up question? It's like, ma'am, you do have a child.
Right.
Okay. Well, I titled that one Dumb Thumb. Get it? Like green thumb? Dumb thumb?
Oh, I don't know.
And that's the news, Pete. That's all I got.
I don't know.
Like I said, man, slow day. Slow Monday. But you know what, though? I got something for you.
What's that?
You know, I got a little would you or won't you? Kind of a little teaser for you.
I like that.
You know, if I gave you a scenario, a situation, if you will, would you?
Or won't you? I guess we'll find out. My name's Hartzell. That's Pete.
That's right.
This is your Casey Morning Show.
The Casey Morning Show.
Pete, my friend.
Hello.
My colleague.
That's me.
My lover.
Ooh, I don't know about that. A little far.
Wow.
A little far, isn't it?
I do love you, but I don't know if we're actually... I was trying to test the waters and see what kind of reaction I got, and I'm not going to lie to you. I'm a little offended with how quick you turned that on me, my friend.
I wouldn't say that we're lovers.
We could be lovers and friends. Ludacris and Usher told me that.
I do love you, but we're not lovers, per se.
Please tell your lovers and friends that Usher, John, and Luda had to podcast again.
Okay.
Hey. Remix.
That's right.
Would you or won't you, Pete? Peter W. Sween. The W stands for would you or won't you. The coronavirus has taken over everything about our daily life.
Right.
But it's also given us some unique opportunities, circumstances, but I would call them opportunities. And, you know, cruises aren't getting the best PR right now.
Wouldn't imagine so.
Overnight, they delivered lunch and dinner menus for today. And this morning, we all had a prefix breakfast. So we all had the same thing. They also loaded 100 free movies to our free channel. And the captain has been great about keeping us updated with what's going on. He did apologize that he was not able to inform us of the 21 positive results. So with that being said...
That's kind of important. Those are 21 positive results of coronavirus that he kind of just failed to mention. Continuing on.
Ed, the good thing is our toilets are all working. We still have hot water for our showers, and we have linens, towels as needed.
Okay, so minus the whole I forgot to tell you guys about the whole corona thing, I think what we have here is an opportunity
right
at a very cheap vacation, because cruise prices have now dropped. They're like in the tank kind of dropping. So if you're willing to risk it for the biscuit, you and I, Pete, can have a cruise of a lifetime for basically no money.
Yeah, I'm seeing.
And here's the thing, too. If we get quarantined, that's like an extra 3 weeks.
I'm seeing one right here. Norwegian Cruise Line deal on Expedia for a 22-night Middle East cruise.
Uh-huh.
$489 a person.
Let's go.
Which is more than $3,000.
Let's go.
We have a show to do.
Not anymore.
You can get four-star hotels for like $50 a night. It has been slashed.
Because that nice lady, she's currently getting quarantined. Flexible. She seemed to be doing just fine. They got movies, over 100 movies loaded that she gets to watch. And room service.
It says there's...
They have a journal.
Flexible cancellation fees right now. Mm-hmm. You get half the money back. They're giving you $100 if you just go on the cruise.
That's what I'm saying, man.
Yeah, you get a Benjamin if you just get on the boat.
Okay, you're reading the details. I understand that. What... Would you do? Would you or won't you? Because I think you can tell where I'm headed.
I think I would. Like I said earlier, I'm lucky and fortunate, and I know not everyone, and so I understand that. I'm fortunate enough to be healthy, and mm-hmm. my immune system's good. I just went to the doctor for these meds for what I was ended up being a sinus infection. I told you about that last week, but mm-hmm. they said everything else
is
good.
Are you sure? Can I see the results of that?
Yeah.
Do you have a printout?
Yeah, she felt my chest and knew it. And
I don't think that was a doctor's office.
Felt my back.
How much you pay for it?
Uh-huh.
How much? What was that?
$350 on cash.
Oh wow! All in and all in singles for
$20.
Some reason. It was the weirdest thing.
So,
hell of a massage.
No, and so lucky enough to be healthy, I would go on any of these. You know, you get the I'm not as afraid. I'm washing my hands. I'm singing Lizzo as I'm doing it twice.
Right. See?
Like we told you last week.
Followed our own advice. Check that out in your podcast feeds.
That's right. And so, yeah, whatever.
So we're both in agreement. This is a...
So where are we going?
Easy yes.
Cancun?
That Middle Eastern cruise didn't sound that bad.
Yeah.
I don't hate that.
Maybe we should take a cruise to England. Can you take a cruise to England?
Can you?
Cross the Atlantic?
Is that worth it? That's just a ferry ride at that point.
Sounds like it's a perfect storm situation.
Let's go to... Let's go to Australia and go pick up some of them toilet papers.
Hello there. Hi there, mate. What are you doing? You come over with the corona? Why?
to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
Hartzell, you were in attendance. You were there. You were yelling on the mic. You were having fun. It was all Sporting KC in their home debut against Houston on Saturday.
Here comes Gotti Kinda. He finds Kyrie Shelton. It falls to Polito, and he puts it in. Bienvenido a Kansas City.
Oh, okay, Nate. Polito. I see you, Nate.
First, a great switch over. Kinda, again, positive play, driving at him. Plays a little ball into Kyrie, maybe a little fortunate, but what a finish. It didn't have much pace, but it didn't have to. It was perfectly placed in the corner. Two goals in two games for Alan Polito. A great start here for Sporting Kansas City.
Dare I say, the nuts, soccer man. Version of Patrick Mahomes?
It was nuts, man.
Alan Polito, Espinoza.
They both have the great hair.
Kinda and excellent Shelton hair. All had goals. The Sporting KC rolls in Houston. As you can tell, Polito makes all the difference. I'd said this.
We look good, man. We look
even
broken.
On the few times Polito didn't score, he's just opening things up because you like, in a sense, you know, you see basketball or hockey, you always have to know where he is. Like, where's LeBron? You always have, you know, and it opens things up for everybody else. Similar to Tyreek Hill or Travis Kelce. You know, they benefit
he's
off each other.
He's next level good, man. Right. Like that goal that when Nate, and that's Jacob Peterson also on that call, who used to play for us at Sporting KC. This is his first year doing color commentary. It was like a slow motion ball. He was right.
He wasn't even looking at the net.
And we all were just, I could physically just see everyone like just arms stretched out because it was just like a slow roll. But you knew it was going in there and the crowd wanted to explode. And the fact that the first goal of the first home game is with our new signee, Alan Polito. It was just great.
But even on the goal a little bit earlier, I believe it was a corner kick or some type of free kick. Polito was near the ball, and it drew like the two defenders, and it just ended up being into the feet of another Sporting KC.
We look good, man.
4-0 win.
Real good.
See, notice I said nil. It could have been 5-0.
Try and give me that ring.
If it wasn't for the ref calling a goal back for offsides, which, come on. I'm trying to...
By the way, he was not even remotely offside.
I didn't think so either.
Not even close.
I didn't think so.
Should have been a five. Should have been a five spot, which I'm happy it wasn't. We talked about this back. I said backstage, I guess, but in the locker rooms, we don't budget for that many goals. So the pyro would have been, we would have had to pull
it actually happened to the Chiefs.
I was going to say, we would have had to pull Arrowhead.
Pretty funny.
Yeah, so we were dangerously close to having to run that back.
Speaking of those Chiefs, a name to know now, Mike Kafka. Everyone knows Eric Bieniemy for the most part, the offensive coordinator who is getting really, I think, screwed out of a head coaching job. But news broke late on Friday. So Chiefs trying to bury this thing, not with me watching. They promoted Mike Kafka to passing game coordinator, and it came out shortly after that the Eagles wanted Kafka as their offensive coordinator. So Andy Reid blocks it and gives Kafka a promotion.
A little gamesmanship.
And I find it interesting, and of course, why is it interesting to Kansas Cityans? Because it has to do with Patrick Mahomes. Kafka has been by Mahomes' side since his first start, and I'm talking not in 2018 when he had that one start at the end of 2017. Everyone was focused on the playoffs. Alex Smith was on the team at the time. Mahomes wasn't going to play. They said, work with him closely for this game. Kafka has been almost his personal coordinator this whole time, talking him through things, and so you can't lose him. What'll become interesting next year is if Bieniemy does indeed get a head coaching position, or doesn't, I should say, does not. I think Andy Reid really wants this guy to be the next offensive coordinator, so it could make for interesting decision next year. Again, Mike Kafka promoted on Friday. A Mizzou man, Andy Hill, has been named the assistant special teams coach for Kansas City. Also worth noting, NFL Films headquarters, the whole year now, will be flying a Chiefs flag next to the NFL flag and the American flag. Whoever wins the Super Bowl
Has their cool flag. Is that so, like a little tradition?
Rich
deal?
Ballinger had that.
Okay.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
So for the whole year?
Whole year.
Nice. Okay.
Could be 2 years if they win again.
I like it. Just keep it out there for the foreseeable future.
We'll see.
Let's make this a monarchy.
From the football field to the baseball diamond.
Oh,
2 weeks of spring training are in the books.
Wow. What a transition.
And the Royals are 8-8.
This guy. They're 8-8.
Including a win, a loss, and a tie over the weekend. You say there's no ties in baseball. Well, in spring training, there are. Position players are looking good. Royals are showing some power. 19 home runs as a club with three apiece from Bubba Starling, Ryan McBroom, and Ryan O'Hearn. Starling leads the team in batting average and OPS. I feel like the Royals lineup should be all right. Question will be the pitching, of course. Danny Duffy leading the way. Six innings, has nine strikeouts, and he has not allowed an earned run yet. So you like to see that from the Duffman, who has up and down times, and so he's looking pretty good. Royals, we talked about how spring is March 19th. Mm-hmm. Royals open up in just 2 weeks on March 26th against the Chicago White Sox. So regular season baseball is coming up fast in Kansas City. How
about
that?
What are they going to do about...
Before you know, it's going to be the summer. And hopefully, Hartzell, you don't have summertime sadness. We want some summertime happiness this time around, right? Springtime sadness, summertime happiness.
What are we going to do about the Corona stuff? Are we going to be able to... Are they going to cancel?
No, they got other beers at the K. Big 12 tournament this week in Kansas City.
I hate you.
The Big 12 tournament. It's one of my favorite events in KC. It's up there with all of them. We'll talk more on Wednesday, but Kansas State gets underway at TCU or versus TCU at 8 p.m. ESPNU if you're not going to go out to the game at the Sprint Center. If K-State wins, they play again on Thursday. KU, who everybody's watching, you're all around the nation, number one team. They play the Iowa State-Oklahoma State winner at 1:30 p.m. on Thursday. And it's simple here. You know, if you're not familiar, if you win, you continue on. Mm-hmm. You get your winner on Saturday. Mizzou plays this week in the SEC tournament, of course. They start Thursday at 7 p.m. against Texas A&M. Just like my Syracuse Orange, mm-hmm. the K-State Wildcats, Mizzou Tigers, they need to win their tournaments to get in this tournament. So their tournaments start right now. Good luck to K-State and Mizzou. No good luck to Kansas. They're going to be in the tournament anyway.
How's Syracuse looking? You got a shot?
There is a small percent chance that they could go on a run.
I'm pulling for you, man.
Win the tournament.
I don't want you to think. I always talk S on it, but I'm pulling for
Highly
you
unlikely.
That's so great. Okay.
I'm actually, so it'll be interesting to see how this Friday show goes. I'm actually taking Thursday off of Arrowhead Pride to go to the Big 12 tournament with friends.
Oh, so I was going to see if you want to go down there. I have some tickets.
Thursday.
We should go pregame or something. Go grab a couple cocktails. Have a couple pops.
We'll see how the show goes on Friday here. In Mizzou related.
Just say you don't want to go. Just say this friendship is like, we're like school friends. We're not going to hang out.
It's platonic.
I get it. We don't hang out on the weekends. It's fine, Pete. Just say you don't want to do it.
No, if you got tickets, you know my middle name is
now
tickets.
Now you're using me.
Peter T. Sweeney, the T's for tickets. In Mizzou related NBA news, Jontay Porter signed with the Memphis Grizzlies from ESPN. The deal runs through 20-21, includes a team option. Porter rehabbed two separate ACL injuries in the past 2 years, but has progressed well, is expected to be ready for training camp next season. LeBron James making a case for MVP as the Lakers beat the Clippers on Sunday 112-103. I feel like not everyone is a LeBron fan, but especially this year with Kobe, it'd be cool to see him pull out this MVP race. He's been wearing, I noticed yesterday via Instagram, a Kobe, it looks like almost like a ring band mm-hmm. that says 24. So
LeBron's the best. Let's just
hearts are heavy with the Lakers. People don't always like the Lakers, but this year you would like to see the Lakers win it all, I think. It almost reminds me in a sense, and this is what just struck me yesterday. It's when nobody really liked the Yankees, but everyone was kind of hoping that they won in 2001 after September 11th. Yep. It's similar this year, I think, for the Los Angeles Lakers. Yep. So there you go. Those are sports.
Is that just sports? Let's see. What are we looking at on time? You just want to go straight into it?
Yeah, I'll do your Monday, Tuesday preview.
I got a song for you.
All right.
If you're interested, and I think this is the best way to get you going for the rest of your week. You know, to get the people going.
We'll start with...
Because the time isn't then. I think the time is now for this preview, right?
Uh-oh. Little Steena.
Pete, what is going on in our fair sweet city?
We'll start
of Kansas City.
We'll start at Record Bar
tonight, 8 p.m. Colony House.
Tickets still for $16 via Ticketmaster. You know anything about Colony House?
It's a good show. Colony House is a very good time.
Jack Stack in Martin City reopens today. Congratulations. 13441 Holmes Road, Kansas City, Missouri. Another Jack Stack. Reopen. Manifest and Meditate. That happens at the Lias Center, 601 Walnut Street. 5:45 p.m. Hartzell, the workshop comes at the perfect time. March 9th is a full moon, which brings new and powerful energy that can be aligned with positive change.
Oh, I like
abundance,
that.
Abundance, love, and bringing in what you want to create your best life. Hey,
this isn't
Wednesday wisdom. Manifest and meditate. Sneaking up on me. Down for the 3 seconds. 7 p.m., Tommy Boy movie party. If you love Tommy Boy, I know that's kind of a cult classic. That's happening at Alamo Draft House tonight, 7 p.m. I know, Hartzell, you're on a special list there, so.
You know, I am. I am on that list.
Do you want to go see Tommy Boy?
I got grandfathered in. I don't think they know how to tell me that I'm no longer on the list, because that person who put me on has been fired many years ago.
Grand opening of Urban Polish in Shawnee. You want to go get those nails painted?
Sure,
another place. I thought this was interesting. Let's get control of KCPD.
Okay.
It's at the Kansas City Public Library tonight at 6 p.m. Really a seminar. What they're saying is that KC is the only police department in the country that is not under local control. It happens in Jefferson City.
Mm-hmm.
So they're saying that...
They're saying that perhaps that the time is...
The time is now. For the residents of Kansas City... To have some say in the budget, so you can understand that. M. Skult Demo Day at Aesthetic Care KC in Leawood. Kim Kardashian has used it, and so has Drew Barrymore. It's your chance to try to come M. Skult for yourself.
Where did you find this one? Where did you find this one at, man?
I don't know. Make the most of your Snapchat. March 10th, Missouri primary. Right? It's...
Tomorrow?
It's time. The greeting committee wants you to vote.
That's right.
Josie Records.
They're doing a show.
Doing a little show.
Pop-up show.
Can't get your pop-ups by me. Buck O'Neill Bridge Public Hearing. That happens tomorrow at 4 o'clock. Hosted by MoDOT, Kansas City at the Mid-America Regional Council.
The pop-up by me. What does that even say?
Like, you know, everyone hears all these pop-ups. I didn't know about the pop-up. Well, you don't get a pop-up by Pete Sweeney. Again, this place, Whiskers and Cat Cafe, continues to fascinate me. They're having yoga with cats again tomorrow at 6. I almost want to go and have someone take video of me, and we'll put it on the Instagram.
At this point, we may have to go.
Yoga with cats.
We may have to go.
Dancing with Stars Live happens tomorrow at the Arvitz Bank Theater at the Midland. That's tomorrow at 7:30 p.m., so that's an interesting event. Fox and Pearl and Double Shift Brewing A company Tap Takeover that happens tomorrow at 6.
Hey,
at
one
Fox
second.
And Pearl.
One second. I'm just going to go ahead and double down. Yeah, I'm going to double down on it. So here we go. Yeah.
If you smell.
I didn't want to do it, but I figured why not. We're almost done, right?
You're obsessed. Fox and Pearl, 2143 Summit Street.
It's my workout wrestling playlist.
Nat Geo Live. Ooh. Pursuit of the Black Panther.
Sounded
with
like
Shannon Wild.
Sounded like the Macho Man, Randy Savage.
Tickets at KaufmanCenter.org. 7:30 p.m. tomorrow at the Kaufman Center for the Performing Arts, Broadway Boulevard. Finally, there's a writing workshop. This is something I was maybe thinking about going to.
Okay.
Looks like it happens every Tuesday. Writing Workshop KC. Tickets on Eventbrite.com. I think it's only $5.
Oh, that's...
Partnered with the Kansas City Artist Coalition. We'll bring workshops in a new space Tuesday, March 3rd, March 9th. Here you go. You can Venmo Poet Jen Harrison and head to the writing workshop.
So that's...
Why not?
That's coming up this March 9th.
And, you know, I didn't have anything for it, but you can always stop in at good old Kelly's if you need to take
wow.
a load off.
Oh, man, the last minute. You worked her in. Kelly's got that name drop. The streak continues.
It's KC Morning Show. Beautiful Westport.
If you're so better,
Unlabeled Music Services. Hit them up for all your
what
music, entertainment needs, parties, commercials.
Cooking.
They do it all. If you have an event we need to know about, kcmorningshow@gmail.com. If you're a single lady or no one,
what?
Someone getting Hartzell's DMs. It is getting depressing out there. Hartzell965 on Instagram. You can follow us at KC Morning Show everywhere at The KC Morning Show.
Wow, Pete.
On the Instagram.
Thank you for that plug.
No problem, man. Happy Monday. Stay dry.
It's going to be a soggy one out there, Pete.
Mm.
Real quick before we get out of here, give them that real feel. Did you already close it out? You closed the tab?
No. Around 9 or 10 a.m., the real feels around 47.50, so really not a cold day. It's just going to be wet.
So no better Monday.
A light rain jacket.
A nice
How about jacket. That? A light rain jacket.
Thank you, Pete.
No problem.
Also, thank you to the sweet sounds of Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Yeah. Also, John Cena. We had we doubled down. Double down. What's
little,
on?
The, little, we got little duo. You got a little scene. You got a little swing. Oh, this morning. Congratulations
wow,
to you.
Wow. It's time to. You know what? I was gonna ask you a question, but I think it's time for us to go.
That's it.
I think it is time for you and I to hit the old dusty
hey,
trail.
Let me tell you this. Good luck and God bless. I'll see you on Wednesday.
Oh wow! Give me a letter, please. Give me a letter.
G.
Peter G. Swing. The G stands for. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. We'll see you in the morning.
Bye-bye. Ooh.